very much. So when I was reflecting about this award, I've had some wake-up calls this year, and this was like the third. In the last 2 years, this is the third wake-up call. The first wake-up call was I have three girls, one 6, and two twins that are 5 years old. And they have 6 kids total, 3 boys, 3 girls. And something just changed in me when my girls started talking and asking me questions. It was different than the boys because, you know, you can have the boys go out and play, okay, you have to bump your head. You know, I'll get to y'all and, you know, come on tour with me. We'll have a good time. We'll play video games. But the questions that young girls, young little future women ask you, it wakes you up and it kind of helps your evolution. And I needed some help in my evolution because I was in the world of entertainment and I was blessed with a lot early. And so I was kind of behind on my personal evolution. And that was one thing that had, you know, really woke me up. And I also, just through, I would say, like the last year, just I got a chance to go to L.A. And I was like, that's going to be my next thing. I'm going to conquer Hollywood. And I was woken up real quick. I just started having all these flashbacks of the civil rights movement. And I realized that I wasn't the regular shade of black, that I was extra like bluish black. And I started to appreciate things a lot more, you know, just being able to live the way I lived and do the things I do. And you know, just this year, just things, I call him Pops because he's like that father that, you know, my father was killed when I was 3, that father that we all kind of, is there for us as a father, and he fills that void for us because he's actually the one we call when we're in trouble. That's really the only number that really picks up. 911 is a joke. They don't really pick up. But Al Sharpton, he'll always pick up. And so I got tired of calling him for being in trouble and started calling him for some personal advice. Like, you know, what do I need to do next? You know, I needed to go beyond people thinking about the money and the Forbes and the fur, the white party, what the celebrity of it all is. Like what do I need to do? I need some help in growing, you know, as a man. And went to his office, and he would sit down, and he would talk to me, and he would also listen. That's why his suit looks so nice right now. But, you know, when I was, you know, flying from L.A. to get this award, I was honestly like, this is something that I want to keep by my nightstand, because I want to know, I wanted to remind me that I still have growing up to do, and I have a lot of catching up to do, and I have a lot of work to do. To whom much is given, much is expected. Right. And I take on that challenge. And I appreciate what everybody in here has done, you know, more than ever. And, you know, I may have woken up or grew up just, you know, a couple of years too late, but better late than never. Right. And I plan on making y'all proud, and I plan on making this man proud. And I thank God for Reverend Al Sharpton. And I thank God for all of us in here and the opportunities that we had. And I spread that amongst our generation. But I can show you better than I can tell you. Thank you for this award. All right. All right.